Do I love you? Do you love me? Would I be able to listen to you? And would you listen to me? Would I have an 100% chance that I would be fulfilled while working with you? This and more are the questions that go on in the heart of every follower. You're welcome once again to the Transformational Leadership Series with TM. And today I would be speaking on assets that followers want in a leader. Either you are a spiritual leader, either you're a ministerial leader, either you're a financial leader, either you're a business leader, whether you are an emerging leader in any spheres of influence. There are certain things that your followers want inside of you. And today we'll be talking about 7 of them. But first of all, I like to say this. Most times I'm always put in a position where I have emerging and developing leaders ask me this question. Sir, would my followers buy into my vision? And I get to reply them by saying, do your followers buy into you? Before there is a buying into a vision by a follower, the follower first of all buys into the leader. Making a positive impact for your generation doesn't start with what you have to offer, it starts with you. You must be able to understand that you are the foundation and spring force and source of making every positive impact. So they will first of all aim to know who you are. First of all, aim to see if they buy into you before they buy into your vision. And well, glory for the leader, because a leader is not separated from his vision. So once they buy into the leader, they have automatically bought into his vision. So leaders must put this in mind, that the followers will first of all buy into him or her before they buy into what you have to say. So like I said, I will be talking about 7 different qualities that attracts a follower to a leader. Now you must understand as leaders that we are like a boutique display. When you walk into a boutique, you see a cloth, you like it in the display for you to walk into it to say you want to purchase it. So we are as leaders, we are at the display of our followers. The followers are always looking at us, always looking to what do you have to offer. There is always a seeing before a believing. But definitely, it's more better to believe than to see. But for followers, they believe that it is more better to see before they believe. You must also put that in your mind. Now, I will be talking about the 7 assets that attracts a follower to a leader. The first one is calling. A follower is attracted to a leader because he has been called. Called into the place of ministry, called into the place of business, there is a distinctive difference between the both of them. What makes a follower, and a leader, is because there has been a call. Let's not forget that for you to be a leader, you must have been a very good and diligent and faithful follower. So for you to be able to say you are a leader, that means you have been called out from the team of followers to be able to take a step. So the first thing that attracts a follower to you is that you have been called. And definitely you must understand that calling breeds a whole lot of things. Calling breeds boldness, it brings passion, it brings so many things to you as a leader. When Gideon was called into the place of leadership, he was someone that had no courage. About 3 times, God had to speak to Joshua and said, Joshua, be strong and courageous. Definitely, for you to be telling someone to be strong and courageous, the person must have been fidgeting. But immediately the call came into being, there was an utmost difference between Joshua and the followers. Now, they could easily buy into him because they could see there as being a call that have made the difference. Secondly, another thing that attracts a follower to a leader is that the leader has insight. People respect leaders with insight, wisdom to see results, and vision to see what lies ahead. Now, this goes a long way because insight works hand in hand with perspective. But a follower will easily buy into a leader, would easily get attracted to a leader that has insight, that sees beyond. That while they are planning a particular program right now, before they are even finishing the program, he is already seeing something ahead. that when a particular problem is being brought to his table, he's able to use his wise counsel to be able to resolve the problem. One of the few things that gave Solomon a grip on the throne of David was because of the two prostitutes that brought a child. When he was able to use massive wisdom, godly wisdom, to be able to bring about success to that. As at that time, the Bible recorded, and the people believed in him. Now, they could easily believe in him because there was a great level of insight that they could see. So, followers will get attracted to leaders that have insight. I move up to my next point. Now, one of the assets that followers would definitely love to see in the life of their followers is the place of charisma. You see, people flock around leaders who make them feel good about themselves. You want to make a positive impact, you must be able to make the right connections with your followers. So they would buy into someone that have a good charisma. You see, before people could buy into the likes of Nelson Mandela, before people could buy into the likes of Martin Luther, they were people that had a high sense of charisma. They were people that had the people in the interest of their heart. Deep down in their hearts, they had the interest of people. So, followers will definitely buy into someone that has a good charisma. Someone that makes them feel good. Someone that has the composure to protect, the composure to bring to light, the composure to give them confidence. Charisma goes a long way. Now, when Gideon in Judges chapter 6 invited people to join them, now at a point it looked like everything wasn't working well, but by the time Gideon was able to bring about some significant things into his sphere of leadership, the people started buying into him. And they could easily say, oh, fine, let's go and win that war. Now, the next thing you must be able to understand about the place of followers buying into you, being attracted to you, is the place of talent. You see, look no further. You must understand that a follower will easily buy into a leader that is talented, that is able to, you have the gifts to be able to do quite a whole lot of things. Now, you must understand that God has put in each and every person a talent. No matter how small, there is a talent inside of you. And you must understand that being the fact that you have a talent inside of you, as a leader, you have to harness, develop, and build out that talent because it determines in your place of leadership. It goes a long way. It goes a very long way. So once you are talented, once you have talent, your followers easily buy into you. Now, I like to be practical with. Now, let's take for instance that I am called into the place of leadership and I have the talent of public speaking. Automatically, when I climb the pulpit, automatically when I want to address my team, automatically when we have a pitching meeting and I want to defend what my team we have been able to do behind, when I step up and I use the gift and talent of public speaking and I'm being able to seal that deal, definitely all my followers will buy into me. So that gift, that talent that has been put and deposited by God inside of us, we must be able to harness and develop it because it's not there for fun. Because it determines a sphere of leadership. Another thing you must understand while followers will be attracted to leaders is a place of ability. You see, people feel a natural attraction to someone who can get things done. This ability works hand in hand with the place of positive attitude. You see, as a leader, you must have the positive attitude to make sure things are done. A follower is still a follower because he has not been able to build all the capacity to be able to make things done. But once you say you are a leader, it means you are ready to make everything to be done. No matter what the cost is, no matter how far you have to go. Many a times, if your followers are using 12 hours to plan, you should be using 18 hours to plan, because the limitation of your followers must be where you continue from. I believe I'm speaking to leaders. So, for your followers to be attracted to you, there must be a high level of ability that your followers must see in you. Now, another asset is communication skill. A leader who cannot communicate his calling or his vision would have trouble getting anyone to buy into his leadership. Communication skills is the thin line between you and your followers. There must be a communication between the both of you. And as a leader, you must have a good communication skills. I tell most people, communication is not a one channel. It's a two-way channel. I'm speaking to you. You are listening, and I'm expecting you to also speak back, and I listen. So we must understand as leaders that when we have good high-level communication skills, we put our followers in the point where they are attracted to us. So you must understand that communication skills goes a very long way. Communicate rightly, communicate at the right time, know when to keep quiet, know when to listen. All this I put together in the place of communication skills. So we must understand that when we are having our followers or wanting our followers to be attracted to us, we must be able to have good communication skills, because they would not know anything. They will just keep following until they are communicated to. And my last point, which is the last asset I will be talking about, is character. You see, it takes character to be able to win the trust of your followers. Good character. It takes a very good character to be able to win the trust of your followers. So you must understand that if you want followers to get attracted, to buy into you, there is the place of the calling. There is the place of insight, perspective. There is a place of charisma, talent, ability, communication skills, and a good character. There's something I've always said, although Moses always said to the women of influence, they say, a man can fall in love with you, but it takes character for him to keep you in his home. Character goes a long way. While they are down, while they are not happy, what kind of character did you bring into their front to be able to win them back on their feet? Goes a long way into your sphere of leadership. So as leaders, we must know that followers will first of all buy into you before they buy into your vision, before they listen to what you have to say. So you must build yourself to be able to have this wonderful asset to be able to make a positive influence in your sphere of leadership. I believe that today you have really been blessed and you've been able to learn one or two things from this podcast. Always make sure you tune into the Transformational Leadership Series. We are here to let you know your standpoint of leadership, which is the kingdom of God.